From Marquette to Monroe, you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
I'm just here to tell you the end of the world is near. It must be, because the left keeps telling me that everything that goes on in Washington when it's involving Donald Trump is another harbinger of the end times. You know, maybe that's why nobody takes the media quite seriously when 350 newspapers get together going, "We demand free speech." Well, gee, you've got free speech. Now you're colluding together to regurgitate the same talking points, but I digress. Switching gears now to my next guest, who's going to tell me that it's not the end times. Bonner Cohen here, senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Bonner, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Steve.
Good to have you. Yeah, so this is the latest thing that, you know, and there's always something that Donald Trump has done that signals the end times. This time, he's rolling back the Obama ocean policy from a few years ago. Give me an idea of what this is and why it's the latest thing to hit the headlines.
Well, this is a very significant move that the Trump administration has taken. In effect, it completely turns the Obama ocean policy, which was unveiled in 2010 with precious little fanfare, and with good reason little fanfare. And what the Obama ocean policy did is it imposed a multi-layered bureaucratic scheme to determine water and land use along coastal areas of the country. Typically, these things have been handled at the state and local level. Well, that wasn't enough for the Obama administration. They wanted to make sure that Washington had a hand in what had traditionally been local decisions. So we had an executive order establishing a national ocean policy. And when we're talking about oceans here, we need to put that in quotation marks, because it turns out it's not just the oceans. Well, that's the Atlantic, the Pacific, or in the Gulf of Mexico. But it also included bays, and as our audience in Michigan will be interested to find out, it also included the Great Lakes.
Well, of course it did.
Because the Great Lakes eventually do empty into the North Atlantic.
Well, but so do the mud puddles in my property if they drain to the pond,
right,
and then the county drain, and then the small river to the big river, and so on and so forth.
That's right. And of course, obviously, the major rivers, the Mississippi, because it empties into the Gulf, the Hudson, and what have you. What it did, it was part of a larger scheme that the Obama administration had to impose federal zoning throughout the country. And the ocean policy was to take care of coastal areas, rivers, Great Lakes, and what have you. It was then to be combined with waters of the United States,
waters,
which took care of private land, puddles of water like you have on your property, farm ponds, things like that. And then there is a third leg of that, which was run by HUD, which imposed federal zoning on housing policy throughout the country.
So it was a gross overreach of government power. It was a way to reach right into my life and to other people's lives. If you had so much, literally, and I'm not exaggerating here, Connor, if you had a mud puddle on your property, because it used to be navigable water. If you could navigate the water, then that would be under the jurisdiction of the federal government. That wasn't enough. They needed a whole lot more, apparently.
Yeah, what they did is they simply removed the word navigable from the Clean Water Act. They had no congressional authorization whatsoever to do that. They simply removed it, bureaucratic fiat, out it went. And what that did is it would have, had it been allowed to stay as written, it would have imposed federal zoning on farms, ranches, properties, what have you, throughout the country. If you needed a permit to do something on your property, well, traditionally, you would go to the local county, all right? Here, go ahead and go to the county, but you'd have to also go to EPA. And there are many things you don't want to do in your life, and one of them is go to EPA for a permit, because it's going to take you a month of Sundays to get the thing. And the important thing, if you do get it,
right,
if you don't get it, there's absolutely
And here's the thing. And these people don't even know where Michigan is.
No, or, they don't know where Michigan
or Wisconsin
is.
Or Pennsylvania. And if they had their way, Bonner, I will tell you this. I just returned from Montana a short time ago. If they had their way, they'd run a fence around Montana and Wyoming, declare them national parks, and say you can never go in either one because they live in fantasy land on concrete. They never actually go out and get dirty. They've never been to the countryside. They don't know what it smells like when a horse does his business. They don't. And it's ridiculous because they don't actually know what goes on in the real world, and I mean that. I'll give you the last word.
Right. Well, I live just outside of Washington, D.C., so I have to deal with these people all the time. I can assure you they have absolutely no clue about the world outside of urban centers on the East Coast and the West Coast, a few college towns in between.
Exactly.
Outside of that, they have absolutely no clue. And by the way, they don't have the intellectual curiosity to even ask the question.
I don't think they have the intellectual capacity to deal with the question or the answer.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, there's your problem. Bonner Cohen, always a pleasure. Senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. I appreciate your input today, Friday. Have a good one, my friend.
All right. Same to you.
There you have it. All right. So you know, as an American, if you go out and you shop and you get on the internet and you play on Facebook or Twitter or you buy things online, that your information's out there. You accept that, right? Because I do. The only challenge here is how do you protect yourself from being taken advantage of by some thief in the middle of the night that wants to take your information. Here's what I did. I'm a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. They have the new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. So I advise you strongly. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the ID Theft Protection logo to find out more or to sign up. If you're a business owner, you can put it out there for your employees. If you're an employee of a business that's part of the Chamber of Commerce, this is your chance to say, hey, boss, listen, we want to get this done. I'm using the program. The program has been great. Showed me a tremendous amount of information. It is helpful. It is peace of mind. Go to stevegruber.com, click on that ID Theft Protection logo, and get started right now.
Tired of fighting hard water? Tired of all the scrubbing and harsh chemicals that can burn your hands and throat? Then it's time to call Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, and schedule your free water test today. Wolverine Water has been locally owned and operated in Michigan since 1947, so nobody understands your water issues better than Wolverine. Get your free water test by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. One of our trained water professionals will personally meet with you, discuss your concerns, and put a plan together to treat your water. Get your free water test at WolverineWaterSystems.com now.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.